UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has called in the British ambassador to discuss allegations the British had bugged Annan's office in the run-up to the Iraq War. Since the allegations surfaced, UN officials, past and present, have said they, too, were spied on. Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with Terry Taylor. He's a former UN weapons inspector, now with the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Taylor explained why it's so easy to spy at the UN headquarters in New York.
It's an open place where most of the information and data in the UN headquarters is not secret, in fact. And when we were doing inspections in Iraq during the years of the UN Special Commission on Iraq, of course, there was sensitive information. There were things, for example, that the inspectors wanted the Iraqis not to know in advance, for example, when we were trying to do a surprise inspection. And we found out during the middle of our work there during the mid-1990s, that in fact we were being spied upon. And so we had to take special measures.
Well, what kind of special measures do you mean?
Well, I won't go into detail, but there are some basic things that if you were planning a forward operation, in other words, a surprise inspection, you wouldn't have a conversation about it at all on the telephone to anybody. You would limit the people that needed to know the information and the plans you were making. So you had to take special steps because you would assume there might perhaps be a listening device in the room you were working, or someone was monitoring the telephone conversation, or someone's just overhearing what you're saying and may be in touch with, in this particular case that I'm talking about, the Iraqi security services. And certain very important things, you left the building and had conversations elsewhere.
I can imagine that it would be possible to limit what you'd say on the telephone, but around the office, when you're trying to plan some major venture, you do have to talk to people.
Well, of course you do, but you have to go and do it in places which are probably not normal workstations or your normal office.
So where do you go?
Well, in our case, we went out and usually went to a restaurant, taking care not to reserve a table in advance with our names.
You mean it was safer to go out and talk business in a restaurant somewhere than to meet in a conference room at the UN?
If you went to a place outside, and a restaurant is one example, where you don't make an advance booking, and there you were more likely to have a secure conversation. So you don't do this for everything, but certainly very specific things which you need to protect, then we had to resort to measures like that.
When you worked for the British government back in London, you had instructions on security and how to do things and procedures and all that sort of thing. I'll bet back then they told you, now be careful, never talk about secrets when you're out in public at a restaurant.
Well, it does sound rather contradictory, but you have to make the best of the situation that you have. If you're in a national government, you would have secure rooms which were swept electronically to make sure there were no bugging devices, and you had all the elaborate measures which to perhaps have a designated place where you could have a secure conversation. Well, at the time I was working in the UN, and things change over time, and this experience we've been hearing about may change that, that wasn't possible to have this kind of secure conversation.
Tell me something. If you're going to have a conversation like this at a restaurant, do you look for a noisy restaurant or a very quiet restaurant?
Well, usually restaurants are generally pretty noisy anyway, and you just make your choice at the last minute. I think it surprises the main element.
Mr. Taylor, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.